Yesh Achrea Heter. By Kedusha Shila, afterwards, it has a heter. After Shila was Karav, you're allowed to make the bummus. Now the heter habum is to have after Shila was Karav. Mashenkin, the Kedusha Yerushalayim, ain't Achrea Heter. Our Mishnah, the Kedusha Yerushalayim, does not have any heter. Even after once we came into Yerushalayim, there's no heter, you can't have a heter to use the bummus. So Rashi says like this, Yesh Achrea Heter. When Shila was Chorav, butru habomis. That's the time when you're allowed to use the bomis. Kedi arminu masechta zvochim. Kudashin the posse, ki loy bosem ad ote ala melucha. Zu shiloi. That means shiloi. Shinema milichvosh, v'il hanachlo, zu yushalayim. Is lo mechok wa kosev, why does the posse say two different things, like shiloi and yushalayim? Kedi elitin hete ben zu lezu. That when they had the Mishkan set up in Shiloh, it was awesome. Then you couldn't use any bombs. You're only allowed to come to the Mokim and the Mishkan by Shiloh and bring the Kabbalahs there. But after Shiloh was Choruv, then you were allowed to use the Heta bombs. Wherever you were, you could make your own bomb and bring Makav Kabbalahs. But once you came into Yerushalayim and we built the base of Migdash, from then on there's no more Heta. Like this man is there, even though there's a Churban Abayis, still there's no more Heta to use bombs. Gemara says, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Shemati, I heard, Shemakrivim bebeis choynuf, Bizman hazeh. So Bizman hazeh today, you're allowed to bring kabonus in beis choynuf. Beis choynuf, Rashi says, that's Mizbeach choynuf, that was Benoi Shal Shimon HaTzadik. The son of Shimon HaTzadik made a Mizbeach, and Bona Boma b'Mitzrayim, he built a Boma in Mitzrayim, L'Shem Shemayim. Our Gemara is going now, he made it L'Shem Shemayim. Kedi Arminim Masechta Menachos. So if Yitzchak says, I heard over him, that you're allowed to be makrif kabonis bezman hazeh in beis chanuf. In other words, he holds like you can make a bomber today. In other words, ksovar beis chanuf lav beis avoy dezorhi. Eshtins, when Shimon HaTzadik's son made this bomber, it wasn't done l'shem avoy dezorhi, like one man the Yom HaMenocha says, but rather it was done l'shem Hashem. It was done l'shem Shemayim to bring kabonis. Because sovar, and also Yitzchak holds, that kedusha rishoyna, not that there was a Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, is Kitcha L'Shaita, is has its Kedusha, calls them on the Beis HaMikdash as Kayim. Abavaloi Kitcha L'Oselovi. But after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, it does not have its Kedusha anymore. So therefore, Bizman Azem, there's like no Kedusha to Yerushalayim, to the Makam of Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, there's a Heter HaBomis, you're allowed to make your own private Boma, and be Makav Kabonis. Therefore, he holds this Boma, that was made in Beis Chaynov, since it was made the Shem Shemayim, you're allowed to bring Kabonis there. You can bring Kabonis in the Boma wherever you are. So Rashi says, Kesova Adikul Man Diyom HaHosom Shebon L'Shem Avoy Dezoru. There's one Man Diyom HaMelachas that says that Chaynov made L'Shem Avoy Dezoru. So Yitzchak holds not like that. It wasn't made L'Shem Avoy Dezoru. Secondly, Kesova, that Kedusha Sheneskatshe Yerushalayim, the Kedusha that Yerushalayim had, was ain't a kedusha le'elim. It's not a kedusha that always is there. U'mishechorva hutru habomis. And after the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, it lost its kedusha, and now there's a heter habomis. You can make a private bomber and be makriv kabonis. That's what the Yitzchak says. In other words, not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that shiloi is yesh achre heter, but kedusha Yerushalayim ain't achre heter. There's no heter after we had the kedushas in Yerushalayim after the Beis HaMikdash. That means even after it's chorav, still the Kedusha is there. So if Yitzchak and the Gemara holds not like our Mishnah. Now what's Pshan of Yitzchak? Why? The Pasuk says, Ki loy bosem adot el ha-menucha, v'el ha-nachla. He didn't come yet to the menucha, to the nachla. So he dashed in menucha zu shiloi. And before they came into Eretz Yisrael, it's talking about that they didn't come to the mokum menucha. That's the first place where the Mishkan was set up in Eretz Yisrael, was in shiloi. Then the Pasuk says, Nachlo, Zu Yerushalayim. Then after Shiloh, they'll come to build the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Now we makish Nachlo L'Menucha. We learn out the same din by Nachlo applies to Menucha. That Ma Menucha, both words work from the other. That Ma Menucha, just like Menucha, that means Shiloh, Yesh Achre Heter, that everybody holds. Bizman, you had the Beis HaMikdash Shiloh, true, it was also to make bummus. But once it was Chorav, you don't have the Mishkan anymore, then it was Hutra HaBomis. You're allowed to make your own private bummer. So just like Menucha, that means Shiloi, Yeshachre Heter, after it was Chorav and they didn't use it anymore, it had a Heter to make bummers. is af nachlo. Rabbi Yitzchak holds the same thing applies to Yerushalayim. Yesh achre heter. There is a heter afterwards. It means after Yerushalayim is chorav, there's a heter. You later make bummus. The kedusha is only there v'shas the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. When the Beis Hamikdash is chorav, it's huter habummus. So Omer led the Tamidim said to Rav Yitzchak Lai, or Marta, did you really say it? Or Malahu Lai, he said, no, I didn't say it. Omer Rava said, for Elokim Omer, no, like you make a shrua in Hashem's name, I know for sure that he did say it. He did say it. Ugemir Nala Mino, and I learned it from him. Umay Taim Akohodabei, so it comes out that really Rav Yitzchak said what he just said, what the Gemara says. That really first he said, the Kedusha Rishayna, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, only has the Kedusha when you have the Beis Hamikdash. When the Beis Hamikdash is Chorav, the Kedusha goes away. But now that he retracted himself, he said he didn't say it, Mashmi was Hodavei, he changed his mind. So Mor says now, my time like a Hodavei, how come now you're changing your mind? So Mor says, Mishum Kasha, the Rav Mori. Because he had a Kasha, he had Rav Mori's Kasha. The Moisir Rav Mori, Rav Mori has the Kasha like this. It says, Kedusha Shiloi Yeshach Rehet. True, the Kedusha Shiloi, the Mishkan and Shiloi, Kozuman the Mishkan was standing, it was also to have Bumis, but after the Chorav, you could have Bumis. Kedusha Yerushalayim Einach Rehet. There's no Heter after Yerushalayim. That's what Rav Mori says. Therefore, Rav Yitzchak was Chayzer, because here he says clearly that Kedusha Yerushalayim, it says, Einach Rehet. There's no Heter after it. In other words, that Kedusha stays, Leilam Void. The Yoytanan, we also learned, Gemara also in Zvachim, that Mishabol Yerushalayim, when Klai Yisrael came to Yerushalayim, Nesra HaBomis, it was also, Pashto means when they built the Beis Hamikdash, it was also to use the Bomis, V'loyhoyo Lahem Oid Heter, and there was no more Heter to use the Bomis anymore. V'yoyso Lanachlo, and this was called Lanachlo, Elam Nucho, Elanachlo, Menucho, Zu Shiloi, Anachlo, Zu Yushalayim. How we say by Yushalayim, once they had the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, Ein Achre Heter. That Kedusha is Pitcher Losa Lavoi, and therefore, even with Manazer, we can't bring Kabonis. We can't make Bomis. So that's why Rav Yitzchak was Chayzer, because he holds like this price, like the Mori says. So Mori says, really, Tanoi. Shinoa Salachlojah Tanoim, this Indian. So he said the Kedusha that was first in Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash, is it only then Olaylam Voed? It's the Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya would not like this. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati, I heard over that Kishor Yobainin Behechel, when they were building the Beis Hamikdash, and they were building the Hechel, the Makom of the Kurdish, Kurdish Kedoshim, Oisin Koloyim Lehechel. They made curtains even while they were building. They didn't make the walls yet of the Beis Hamikdash. They just started to build. Right away they made curtains around the Mokum of the Hechel, Ukloyim Liazara. And they also made curtains on the outside of the Beis Hamikdash, around where the Azara would be. What was the difference between the two curtains? Elosheva Hechal Goinim Mibachutz. By the Hechel, they used to put the curtains around like the outside of the Mokum where the walls would be. So really you're building Mibachutz on the outside. In other words, to be Machmer, not to come into the Mokum of Hechel, you don't have to. So they used to put the curtains around the outside of where the wall will really be. Over the Azorah, Mashenkein, in the Azorah, there you're allowed to stay there, doesn't have that much Kedusha, or Yisrael could go there, Boinim Yifnim. Like Vakert, the curtains used to be on the, like, the outer side, and or the inner side, and they would be building inside. So Rashi says, Kloyim Lehechel, Kosalka died of Havamin, it was now, V'mokoyim Choymois Hechel. In the place where eventually they're going to build the wall of the Chayma, Shiyom Mizbeach HaBnuya Biazorah, Korvi HaShe Pesach HaYimel. They wanted to have a Kloyim, like Pesach there, in order that the Mizbeach in front will be called HaShe Pesach HaYimel. Shilmola came because they didn't have the curtains yet, but Hoya Makrivin, you will not be able to bring the Kabonis HaShiyigmar HaBinyan until you finish building it. Now this is talking about the Binyan of the Beis Hamikdash HaShayni. So how many there is, until they finish building it, it doesn't have Kedusha yet. So if you wouldn't have at least the curtains there, it would not have the Kedusha of the Hechom, you couldn't bring the Kabonis. The aim is Chilul Ha'akrev Kabonis Mishabol Shom Bimei Kurish. And Klai saw as soon as they came up with Ezra by the Beis Hasheni, right away they started to bring Kabonis. K'may Shekosa B'Sefer Ezra. The Ad Eskrim Ushnayim Shona took another 22 years, Achrechein Shlo Nigmar Habayis. It took 22 years for them to build the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Parshono Sholosh L'Jerush Achron. So the kids of the Havamina is now that the first bias when it was bottled, the Kedusha was bottled. And now when they start to build the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they're starting to make the Kedusha over again. So the Kedusha is only when you have the Binyan there, so how could they bring the Kabbonis right away? And that's why they had to make curtains right away. As soon as they made the curtains for the Heichel and the curtains for the Azara, it has already its Kedusha. Therefore, you're able to bring the Kabbonis. Now, Boinim Ibachutz. Shoyakloyim Purushim Lefnim Me'uve Yachoyimah. The curtains would be inside the thickness of the walls. Shloyikonso Aboinim Matech Heichel. That the people that are building should not have to come inside the Heichel. They have the curtains inside where the wall would end. So in other words, when they build the wall, they don't have to come inside to the Heichel to build. Yeah. They'll be standing outside. The curtain is like in the inner section of the Heichel. They have the curtain set up. So when you put a wall around the outer side of the curtain, so you'll always be standing outside. You don't have to go inside. Mashenken by the Azara Bainan Bachutz Shoyakloyim Prushim Lefnim. And by the Azara, the opposite way. There it was on the outside, because there they could build inside, you're allowed to build on the inside. Now, the Yomer of Yeshua said like this, Shemati I heard over, Shemak Rivin, if you're allowed to bring Kabonis, Afal Pi Shein Bias, even though there's no bias, and Oichlin, Kodshe Kadoshim, Afal Pi Shein Kloyim, you're allowed to eat Kodshe Kadoshim, if you shech the Korban Chates, you're allowed to eat the meat. Even though the meat of a korban kodesh kedoshim is only inside the kloyim, inside the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, here he yelled the smutter, even though you don't have the kloyim, you don't have the walls yet, you don't have the curtains yet. And kodesh kalim, you're allowed to eat the meat of a korban shlomim, or ma'ase sheni, or else eat ma'ase sheni, afal pi shein choyma. Even though by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, there's no more choyma of Yerushalayim, still you're allowed to eat the ma'ase sheni there. Why? Nipnei shekedusha rishreino kitcho l'shaita v'kitcho l'osalovoi. You should know that the kedusha that they had by the Beis Hamikdash rishrein, that kedusha is still here. Even after it was chorev, it was burnt down, still the kedusha remained. So Mela now, when they went to build the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, the first kedusha was still there. So even before they built up the walls, even before they built up the second Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, still the kedusha Sahichel was there, and the kedusha of the Azara was there. So therefore, you're allowed to eat the kochim kalim in the mokum of the kloyim, and you're allowed to eat kochim kochim kadoshim, and kochim kalim you can eat apple peach and chayma, because Yerushalayim has its kedusha. So this is what the Yeshua holds. So the chura, it's a machlokes of Yeshua and the Rebbe Elazar. The Gemara says nechlad Rebbe Elazar sovar loy kishel osalovi. The Rebbe Elazar says no. He says they could not bring the kabonos until first they made the curtains. The first thing they had to do was put up a curtain for the Heichel and put up a curtain for the Azara. Why does Rebbe Elazar have to have curtains? Elamai Rebbe Elazar holds the first Kedusha was bottled. You don't have this Kedusha anymore. Now when you build the second Beis Hamikdash, you have to start from scratch and make a new Kedusha. So before you have a Heichel, before you have the Azara, you can't have the Kedusha. Therefore he holds you have to first put up the curtains in order to make a Kedusha. So l'chura, that's the machlokes here, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says clearly that Kedusha Rishonah was Kitcha, loss of love also, and the Chura Rabbi Elazar holds it wasn't. So you see it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Tzumar says, no, you have no right. Maybe that's not the Machlokes. Omele Ravina Ravashi. Mimai, who said Rabbi Eliezer argues? Dilma, maybe the Kula Yalma, Kedusha Rishonah, Kitcha, L'Shaita, the Kitcha, loss of love. It could even be maybe Rabbi Elazar Tak also agrees that the first Kedusha is always here. It was not bottled after the Churban Abayis. It's still here. Kedusha Rishonah is Kitcha L'Shaita Kitcha L'Shaita Lovli. If so, why did Rebbe Elazar say you have to first build the curtains first? And what was so important to have the curtains there? If the first Kedusha is still there, you could have brought Kabonis even without having the curtains there. So where is Zain Echnami? Just Umar Mada Shmir Leikomer. Rebbe Elazar is just saying Shemati. This is what I heard over from my Rebbe. This is what my Rebbe taught me. So I'm saying it over. Umar, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Madishmi Lekomer. What he heard over, he sang over. The Chit time, if he asked the question though, Kloyim Rabbi Eliezer Lomeli, once you tell me, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Yosef was the first Kedusha still here. So when they came into the Beis Hamikdash the second time, by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, after Ezra came up from Bavel, Lechura, they couldn't start bringing the Kabbonis right away, even before you made the Kloyim. You don't have to have a new Binyan, because the first Kedush is still there. So why does your blessed say they Medavka made the Kloyim, they Medavka made the curtains there? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, it's Niyusa V'yalma, Enechnami, it wasn't for the purpose of the Kedusha. The Kedusha was there even without it. It was down the stroll, it's Niyusa. It's not nice to bring the Kabbonis unless it has a Tzura, a Sneas, Yishav privacy in there. We want the Mokum of the Kodesh HaKadoshim to have its own privacy, like you shouldn't be looking in there, to know this Mokum has a tremendous Kedusha. And the Azorah, the outside of the base of Middash also. We wanted the curtain to be there, stand for privacy. But not the Pshat is like the Havamina was, that these curtains were like the beginning of the Kedusha of the Binyan of the base of Middash. No, you don't need a new Binyan for the Kedusha. The Kedusha is still there from the first Binyan. The reason why he made curtains now was Thomas Srolitz the Yusuf. But it could be both of them hold that the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash Rishon is still here. It's Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha Lasa Lovli. The Mor'ela Kiyane Tanoi. So still, I'll still prove with you there's a Machlokes Tanoi. I'll still show you some Tanoi that hold the first Kedusha was Batal. If there was Korah, the Kedusha is not here anymore. The Tanya will learn like this. Omar Rabbi Yishmoel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yishmoel said over the name of Rabbi Yossi is Lama Manu Chachomim Eselum. Why in the Mishnah of Erechim the Chachomim recognize all the cities there? Eselum Rashi says Eselum Rashi Ayoros Nimnu Peregvasu the Erechim Linyin Botu Yorechoyma. They were talking about the loches of his house that's in a city that has a chayma wall around it. Loima shehoye mukofas chayma miyamais Yeshua binun. And Allah bought the Yerechayim is also telling the cities that had a wall around it from the times of Yeshua binun. V'yein shom yeisim atisha. And there the Mishnah sets out nine different cities that had a wall around it from the times of Yeshua. The question is, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi says, why did the chum only say these nine cities? Lama monachom eselu, shekisholo b'nei ha-goyla. Because when they went up the second time to Eretz Yisrael, when Ezra went up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, Motsu es Elu, they found these nine cities still there, still available. The Kitchum, and they gave the Kedusha to these nine cities. Avol Harishonos Botlu, Mashenka, the first cities, even though it was there maybe for Yemos Yeshua Benun, the Kedusha was Botlu from those cities. And as Yerushalayim lost its Kedusha. Misha Botlu Oretz. When there was a Churban Abayas after the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, the Kedusha went off, the Beis Hamikdash Rishlayim, Bot Yerechayma, it lost its Kedusha. So Alma, what do you see? That Kisovar, what do you see of Yishmo, Rabbi Yossi holds? That Kedusha Rishoino, Kitcha L'Shaita, Veloi, Kitcha L'Osalovi. Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Yossi holds clearly, the first Kedusha was only then when you had the Beis Hamikdash, and after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, the first Kedusha is bottled. And therefore now, when they went up a second time, when Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael again, he had to be Mekadosh again to give a special Kedusha to all these Boti or Rechayma, and he only was Mekadosh only nine cities, not more. For the Gemara Raminu, have a kasha really on you, Rabbi Yishmog Rabbi Yossi. Raminu, have a kasha. Omer Rabbi Yishmog Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yishmog Rabbi Yossi himself said, V'chi elu b'lvat hoyu, was there only these nine cities that the Mishnah say there? Nechura, there are much more than just nine cities. The Pesuk says, Shishim ir kol chevel Argoiv. There were 60 cities there, all the land by Argoiv. The Pesuk says about these 60 cities, that kol elu orim betzurois choyma gavoya. All these 60 cities were cities that had walls around them, fortified cities that are very high. So you see, it wasn't just nine cities that had walls around them. It was mamish 60 cities. So the Kashmir is then, why does the Mishnah only say those nine cities? Eloloma monochachom meselu. Why does the Chum only reckon say those nine cities there? That there it says, Shekisholu b'nei ha-goyla. When Ezra went up the second time after Golas Bavel, he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Motsu elu. They found these nine cities, they still found where their people were still living there. The Kitchum. And they were Mekadosh these nine cities. For the Gemara Kitchum, do you want to tell me they haven't been Mekadosh these nine cities?